happen, we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
And I'm Kathy Marino Thomas.
You're filling in for Anne, who will be back next week, but we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Big shoes to fill.
And we, well, come on. Let's talk about your big shoes.
Thank you.
You know, you were one of the leaders, big leaders of marriage equality
in New York
and USA.
Yes.
You've been part of Rise and Resist. And you've been, right?
I am. I did marriage equality. I am currently working for the Gilbert Baker Foundation. I'm on the board there.
And you're big part of Gays Against Guns.
I am so excited.
Which has just been made one of the grand marshals of New York City Pride.
It's very exciting. Yes, we need 49 human beings. So if you're out there and you want to be a human being, there are people all dressed in white. They're veiled and they carry a placard.
Did you put that picture up of Gays Against Guns in the in a previous march? There they are.
So these are our actual gaggers, not our human beings. These are the people who do all the really loud work. But in front of them, there would be 49 people representing the people we lost in Pulse.
Wearing
veils and all white.
And white.
Carrying a placard, one for each person lost that night.
All right. And as I always do when new folks come in, how are you feeling these days about what's going on in this country?
You know, Andy, I think a lot about it. I think I wake up in the morning thinking about how far we've come and how far we're slipping. I'm concerned, but we just have to keep fighting.
Well, let's get into the news then.
Please.
And you'll give me a link to how people can get in touch with Gays
Against
Guns. Yes,
we will. Please. Yes, we will.
Okay. Sign up for our email at gayusatv.org for a lot of these stories. All right. So Congress is doing its budget, and the Republicans are laying on all these anti-LGBTQ
amendments. You know, riders are the bane of my existence. I wish things
riders.
The riders that they tack on at the last minute. These are going to restrict pride flags in federal buildings. These are going to ban transgender health care. I mean, we have to read the fine details.
And we hope that the Senate, with the filibuster, can stop these things from going through.
Hopefully.
And we will link to an article about this if you want all the dirty details.
And there are many dirty details.
So, speaking of Congress, we learned that former Congressman Barney Frank this week, he's 86, and he's going into hospice care with congestive heart failure. Not looking too well there.
He does not look well. Last time I saw him was when Biden signed the Codicil for Marriage Equality. The name is escaping me at this moment. I'm embarrassed to say. And he was sitting in his wheelchair, and he didn't look well then, and that was a few years ago.
Well, and yet he's going out by writing a book attacking progressives.
You know, he hasn't learned anything.
Attacking trans, trans inclusion, which he's been a problem about over the years. I don't want to dwell on it as he suffers, but that's what he chose to do.
He came in at a time when we needed a representative, and he was very loud, and we supported him in the beginning. But as time goes on, he's shown his conservatism. Abandoning
our
trans siblings is wrong. It's in the wrong place.
Right. Okay. And speaking of which, there was this new Fox News poll, and it found that fewer than 1% of all voters said that wokeness and transgender issues is the most important issue facing the country.
Of course they did, because they're worried about the economy. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about the cost of living. They're worried about corruption.
And they think Trump and the Republicans are doing a terrible job on
that. Yes.
I mean, we just won another special election it's in my notes later. But again, we keep seeing 20-point swings, 15-point swings towards the Democrats in all these districts, state districts and congressional districts, because people are fed up.
Well, you know, the arc of justice and all of that, so I'm hoping for the midterms.
You believe in that? The arc of justice is long, but it bends. The arc of the universe is long.
The universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
I don't buy that.
You have to.
We have to bend things.
Oh, yes, of course. You can't just sit around and wait for that, but yes.
All right. Congratulations to M. Gessen.
Yes, that was a fantastic win. a fantastic win. I just finished reading about
what
their
life. What they won. There's I'm guessing, New York Times Pulitzer Prize for opinion writing.
Yeah,
they are at the New York Times, write for the Times, and they write about all these anti-authoritarian things. M. Gessen comes out of Russia.
I was just going to say their perspective is amazing. We should read their stuff. We should digest it. We should believe it because their perspective is outstanding. I mean, they have really gone through it. They had to move to this country to avoid possible dissolution of an adoption, for goodness
right.
sake. I mean, there's a lot there.
To save their family.
Yep. A lot.
But they write about how to be a good citizen when your country does bad things,
yeah.
The chilling consequences of going along with Trump.
And all of their writings on Vladimir Putin, it's very...
And Trump. It's yeah. just...
If you have a chance, you should read about M. Gessen.
We'll link to some of their stories. All right. So Trump is on his third. Nominee for Surgeon General. We used to think this was very important, but we don't believe anything coming out of the federal government.
Absolutely
and
not.
This one, Nicole Saphier, Saphier, is an ardent anti-transgender voice.
Yep. Again. Let me just say this. It's bullying. To pick on our trans siblings is bullying outright.
Completely. And,
and if you'll hear in all the stories that we're covering today, how really focused they are on being bullies. It's really disgusting. And we, as the cis members of our community, have to stand up. I'll say it and say it and say it.
Okay. And then there's the so-called Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, which is led
Hilarious.
By an anti-trans activist, Harmeet Dhillon.
Yep.
And their latest investigation is into 36 Illinois public school districts over their acceptance of LGBTQ
Except they
issues.
Tried this before, Andy. They tried it. They tried it in Virginia. They tried it in Denver. They tried it in Chicago. They tried it here in New York City and lost every time.
So far, there have been a lot of blocks coming from the court on that.
And let's hope that continues. But even if they win the case, the schools refuse to. The schools refuse to carry out those.
What they keep threatening to do in their evil ways is to withhold all federal funding from the district or from the state if you don't go along with our bullying.
Yeah. Time to make donations. Time to self-fund these things.
Well,
self-funding a school wouldn't be easy, but it's not impossible.
Well, you know, in this atmosphere where the federal government is so evil, essentially now, states have to do what I call soft secession.
Correct.
Where we start taking care of ourselves.
That's right. I was just going to say, the state and the city have the power to take care of ourselves and become independent. I know that we talk about that here in New York City. They talked about it heavily during the last mayoral race, about how we could self-sustain. And maybe that's the way.
Okay. Then there's the what used to be known as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC.
I really laughed at this story.
Talk about what they're doing.
They are suing the New York Times.
For what?
I can't even get through it. Centered around allegations of a white male employee who did not get his sought-after promotion. And he's saying that he didn't get it because of his race and gender.
The EEOC now advertises publicly, are you white and have you been discriminated against?
Exactly.
We want to know and we want to go after them because that's all we care about
anymore. That's all we care about.
You don't hear anything from them about anti-black discrimination, anti-women discrimination, certainly not anti-LGBT. They practically cut
that's
it
right.
out.
They practically cut it out.
Even though under the Bostock decision from the Supreme Court, discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity is illegal in employment.
It is. But as you can see, the Voting Rights Act is a perfect example. They're going to go through everything and cut it.
All right. And then there's Smith College.
This was
one of the Seven Sisters, one of the traditional women's colleges. Talk about what they're doing there.
They want – well, they don't. But the education department, what they're saying is if they let the short story is what they're saying is if they let trans women into the college, it's no longer a women-only college. It's another action of bullying against our trans siblings. Trans women are women. They should be entitled to go to an all-women's school if they choose to.
Yeah. I mean, what they're saying at the EEO, at the Education Department, is an all-women's college loses all meaning if it is admitting biological males. It's so, the language is so coarse.
It's coarse. And again, it's bullying. It's coming after a small percentage of the overall population.
Tiny.
So small.
Well, that Graham Platner, who's running in Maine.
I loved him.
Well, and now he's going to be the Democratic Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate against Susan Collins.
Yeah.
Because Janet Mills, the governor, has dropped out of that race.
That's right.
She was the other Democrat. But he was confronted by a reporter. Well, what about these trans issues? You know, I mean, you support these trans, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, there are two trans students in all of the state who have been playing some school games in grade school or something. He said, there are 40,000 people in Maine who are being thrown off the ACA and
That's
all
right.
these things.
That's
what
right.
do you care about?
That's right. And if you look at his resume,
and he does support trans
rights. If you look at his resume, he's an outstanding. He's been in the he's been in military service. He's really,
he's an oyster man.
He's an oyster man. He's a real good candidate.
And he's saying, I'm independent, but I ain't gonna be no John Fetterman.
Correct.
At like Pennsylvania, who is.
I was impressed by him.
Very impressed by him. So
I have a nephew.
And he also says, I've been in wars. What was the point?
Right.
Of these wars that I fought.
Afghanistan.
What did my friends die for?
Right.
And I'm going to be fighting that tooth and nail. Okay.
I'm hoping for him. My nephew lives in Maine, so I've already sent his resume over. said, vote for this guy.
All right. Then the Department of Justice is, they want to compel a Rhode Island, hospital through a Texas court.
It's very creative.
To hand over patient records on its transgender youth care program. And they're doing it in Texas because when they try to do it in Rhode Island with the federal courts,
too many
Biden-appointed judges and things or whatever.
It's all Biden's fault.
Everything's Biden's fault. This is really outrageous. They are really going after actual patient information. It's just...
The heck with HIPAA, right?
Well... So that's being fought. Okay. Then there's the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Almost every one of the departments of the federal government.
And what are they doing? More bullying. More bullying.
They are proposing to eliminate federal housing protections based on gender identity and sexual orientation.
So they're going to take a trans woman and put her in a men's shelter.
All this kind of stuff.
So dangerous.
It's brutal. It would remove all references to gender identity, gender, just being a man or a woman, actual
Correct.
Or perceived sexual orientation.
Correct.
Get that out of there.
Yep.
And
non-compliance, even in states with conflicting laws and policies, results in withholding federal funding.
That's what I'm saying. But we got a reprieve in Oregon. Now, this is a federal judge, but he ordered the state to house transgender women prisoners based on gender identity. Oregon's a pretty liberal state, but they weren't doing this. They said that they were evaluating everybody on a case-by-case basis, but they weren't doing it, and he has ordered it. 90% of transgender women housed in state prisons are in facilities designated for men already. And he's saying, you got to really look more closely at these cases.
Dangerous.
They're not safe.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
All right.
Come on. He's trying again for E. Jean Carroll.
we could go to this story. I was going to let me just get through a couple of more things. The Colorado Senate Judiciary Committee passed a bill. Oh, so, all right.
Oh, I read about that on the way over here.
So the Supreme Court says... Conversion therapy, you can talk about it. It's not quite clear how legal it is, but you can talk about it. And so they're saying, well, we're going to create a private right of action. If you are abused by someone doing conversion therapy, if it harms you, you can bring a case to court, and that's what a private right of action means. And so that they're trying to get around this Supreme Court decision.
That's creative, too, I thought. I'm a little bit concerned about it, though.
Why?
I just think that it's a little loose there, and they could flip it and use it against us.
Well, there are concerns about that, and I should link to the whole article about it, because they think that they've thought of that.
Yeah.
And
but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
We'll have to see it in action before
now,
I could.
RFK Jr., terrible person, runs HHS, but apparently when he was giving testimony in Congress, he said that they're going to he will reinstate the Press 3 crisis line option. Press 3 means I want to talk to somebody about LGBTQ. He says he hasn't done it, but he said he would. So we have to see if he follows
through on
that.
I believe it when I see it. I don't believe anything that man says at all.
We told you that the lower courts have a lower court in a right-wing area of the country banned the distribution of the abortion pill through the mail nationwide.
Nationwide. Now they're,
so the Supreme Court put a hold on that. Actually, it was Samuel Alito, which makes me a little suspicious. Until we hear the case, and they're supposed to hear it, I think, on May 12th.
Yes.
I'm not confident
the pause is only until May 11th, and they're asking for briefs by Thursday, tomorrow.
Okay. So. Now you can talk about E. Jean Carroll.
I love E. Jean Carroll.
Got a picture of her with her lawyer, Robbie Kaplan, out lesbian activist.
Yep.
Very involved in the marriage fight.
Yes.
Right?
She was Edie Windsor's attorney. Yes, she was. And I have to say that Robbie is really focused on women's rights and protecting women, and I applaud her for that. This case is going nowhere. He has to pay.
That's basically right. It was a divided federal appeals court, but they said, we're not going to grant an en banc hearing about all this. Pay up.
Pay. Yep.
Yes.
We're not going to continue to waste court time and resources on this case. And
so
that made me happy.
So Trump can go to the six Supreme Court justices who he invited to the dinner with the king. He didn't invite any Democrat. He didn't invite any Democrats.
None.
And certainly no Democratic judges. What an appalling
It is appalling
for a human
but
being.
You can see how the whole country is going back and forth, and every story that we've read about abusing our community, we're reading stories about people trying to pull that back.
Okay.
So I'd like to see more of that. More pulling back to equality. You know, equality is hard to give to someone you don't agree with.
Well, here's someone
being proven.
Here's someone who had a really tough time. The case of Alan Marrero here in New York.
Oh my gosh!
This guy is a man married to a man. He was going through a hearing. He's married. There's Alan there on the left with his husband, and he's going. He goes for an appointment to just to certify his marriage because they want to check up on that. But they just grabbed him on some technicality.
Yeah.
They threw him into ICE detention centers, including
Alligator Alcatraz
in Florida, five different places, no medications, 150
days. Disgusting.
Absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
And when they were ordered to release him, they wouldn't.
They found a loophole to hold on to him.
He's not completely out of the woods, but what hell he was put through.
Yeah.
But he had the support, of course, of his husband and his whole community there at Middle Collegiate Church. And what I'm going to link to his story because it's heartbreaking. And think of anybody who voted for Trump supporting this kind of torture
of
human
that,
beings.
They're still after that Abrera guy. They're still going after that guy.
I know. On a lighter note.
Is it light, though, Andy? Is it light?
there's a new U.S.-wide cell phone network marketing to Christians that will block porn and references to transgender. And what's the other one? It's just gender to gender and trans issues. I mean, I don't know how they do this, but it's called Radiant Mobile.
Radiant Mobile.
And it is Jesus-centric.
Yes. Jesus-centric, except they always crack
You will not be able to get Gay USA on
no,
your phone.
You will not get it. But, Jesus-centric is an oxymoron, too, because, I kind of believe that if he actually ever did exist, which is questionable, right? If he actually existed, he would be on our side.
Sure.
He would be a liberal.
He was a single man, arguably, and believed in
Mary
love.
Magdalene was supposed to run that church. Don't get me started.
All right.
Next subject.
Let's as expected, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, in a narrow vote, did pass a gay rights law again, a gay rights bill. But it goes to the Senate.
By one vote.
Oh, that special election I mentioned was in Michigan, state Senate seat, big swing towards the Democrats. In Utah, a federal judge has – now, we won this case.
We did.
Or we didn't win it. Drag queens won it.
Yes.
When they were banned, they sued. They won. And now a federal judge has ordered $350,000 to cover their legal expenses.
Yes, lovely.
That's in Utah.
I love that.
And talk about Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm so impressed with the NFL.
Well, tell us what he did.
I have to tell you.
Kathy?
He gave $1 million to the Trevor Project. A million. Amazing.
What's the Trevor Project?
I would like to think our audience knows what the Trevor Project is. It's a youth based organization working towards hotlines and equality for our community
and doing suicide counseling.
Yep, one of the last organizations able to do suicide counseling. So he gave $1 million in honor of Carl Nassib, who was the first out NFL player.
Who Carl himself gave $100,000 to Trevor Project.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the NFL. Between Bad Bunny for the halftime show. I thought that was very inclusive, let's just say that.
But they still really haven't created a climate where people can really come out.
Everything's a work in progress, Andy.
Wow.
But they're moving in the right direction. They're moving in the right direction.
How long are we going to wait before we have a woman pope?
I'm going to take my wins where I could get them.
Okay. All right. Some horrible news.
Well, we're going to go from this wonderful $1 million for the Trevor Project to the reason they need it.
Because in New Mexico, a transmasculine farmer named Luca Redbeard, we have a picture of Luca, was fatally shot on April 18th in an apparent homicide.
By his neighbor, right?
Was arrested. They were openly bigoted against him. And I'm going to link to the whole story about this because it's a very complicated story, as is the story about in Florida.
I almost horrible.
Can't talk about this. This is a Florida man named Andre Brown, 33. He was in charge of three children. We don't even know if they were his relatives, but he was somehow in charge of them. And one of them was like, how old?
Like six, five or six.
Five
he
or
decided
six years
that
old.
Child was gay.
He decided to
beat the gay out of him.
Unbelievable.
Disgusting. I couldn't find the reason he had those three children.
Well,
I looked around.
Especially since he had a criminal history of domestic battery strangulation, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. You could go on and on about this guy, and he had three kids.
I would really like to know why he had those children, but I couldn't find anything on that.
And then this is a typical story, and this happened in liberal Manhattan.
Yep.
A non-binary actor, Wesley Hahn, we have a picture there of Wesley, was at an event at the Soho Grand Hotel right there downtown, just tried to use the, I want to get this right,
the women's restroom.
And a security guard comes in and bangs on the door, you get the hell out of here.
Amazing.
And Wesley is suing. They couldn't find
anyone that made a complaint.
Right.
So that means the security... If we take the story at face value,
yes.
The security guard took it upon himself to just kind of follow him in there or follow them in there.
Wesley's a very accomplished actor, was in Russian Doll, Daughter of the Bride, et cetera.
And what they do is whichever gender they're presenting that day, they use the restroom accordingly.
Of course. That's to be safe.
To be safe.
And all right, international news, terrible news out of Ukraine. We do all this stuff for Ukraine, but they've advanced a bill to bar the courts from recognizing same-sex couples as families.
Yeah.
And this is going to screw them with the EU if they keep this up.
It is, because the EU is doing great things.
Yeah, talk about it.
They have banned conversion therapy throughout the EU. Now, most of the countries that belong to the EU had already banned it, but it wasn't banned in some of them. And they've now banned it throughout the entire EU, so bravo.
Yes, because one of the spokespersons said, let us be absolutely clear, there is nothing to fix or cure. What needs to change is not people, but the systems, attitudes, and structures that deny them their dignity. I wish federal spokespersons would talk like that, but they don't.
They don't. They talk in the absolute opposite way.
And then in Hungary, the incoming Prime Minister Magyar has vowed to repeal all anti-LGBTQ laws. He gets inaugurated May 9th.
Amazing.
Okay. And he's a conservative, you know. He's not a liberal.
Conservatives can be humane.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's the middle ground is humanity.
We don't have I hate it when they call Trump or any of the Republicans these days conservatives.
They're not conservative.
They're reactionaries.
They're fascists. Absolutely. I completely agree
with
you.
That's all it is.
I completely agree with you.
I'm not exaggerating this language. I hate to use it, but it's what it is.
It is.
All right.
Let's go to some fun stuff, shall we?
Well, AIDS and health news.
I don't know if that's fun, but okay.
No, well, actually, keep tuned for June 5th. There's going to be a nationwide 7 days in June, Health is Primary Week of Actions. I'm going to link to this. This is being headed up by Sean Strube and Cleve Jones, two HIV-positive longtime gay activists
well,
who are doing this. Because don't forget, all that health care is being taken away from us now.
Yes.
Right. Okay, we can move on to entertainment news.
My favorite.
You do?
I love entertainment.
Do you watch the Met Gala?
I watched the runway, but we didn't actually see the people that really made a difference on the runway.
Well, let's run through a couple of pictures of some of the LGBTQ folks who were there. We're going to do this quickly. Jeremy Pope, the actor, Ayo Edebiri, Coleman Domingo, Janelle Monáe, Luke Evans, Sam Smith, Sarah Paulson with Sarah Paulson wears a big.
I loved that. I thought it was good.
Dollar bill across her eyes, because all that is kind of a criticism of this event being chaired by Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
And Amazon employees were there protesting
They put little bottles of urine all around the building, which was really creative.
Because they
don't get any bathroom breaks at work.
They don't give them bathroom breaks. It's terrible. So, and then another model who was there at the event was trans model Ariana Rose Phillip, making history as the first wheelchair user to attend the Met Gala. That's a great story. And supermodel Alex Consani made history as the first trans woman to serve on the host committee.
On the host committee, yeah.
All right, we're almost out of time. I love the Rocky Horror stage show with Luke Evans and so many. It was directed by Sam Pinkleton.
It's a teenage memory for me.
My review will be in the email. And then there's a ton of LGBTQ Tony nominees. We don't have time to go through them all. So why don't we just wait until see who wins?
We could, but I just have to mention that our own Queen Jean was nominated for two costume design Tonys, one for Liberation and one for the Jellicle Ball. Amazing. Congratulations, Queen. You deserve it.
And we're out of time, but thanks for being with us.